Hello and welcome to today's meditation practice. Join me in taking a few deep, slow breaths. And as you exhale, allow yourself to relax. And let go of all the cares and concerns of your day, allowing yourself to come fully into this present moment. Letting go of the world. Letting go of your to-do list. Allowing yourself to fully be here for this practice. Before we begin our formal practice, I want to invite you to take a few moments to get connected to why it is that you're meditating, why you're here doing this practice. I'm going to guide you in a brief contemplation of the deeper reasons, the deeper why behind your practice. I first want to invite you to bring to mind, bring to awareness why spiritual practice, why meditation is important to you personally, why it's important to you in your own life. Perhaps you've recognized an extraordinary potential, a spiritual potential, and that calls you to practice, to realize that potential. Or perhaps you've recognized the nature of human ignorance or unconsciousness. You've seen the ways in which unconscious, unhealthy habits dominate your life and cause suffering to you and others. And you sense that meditation and spiritual practice could be a way out of that, into a more conscious life. Whatever it is for you personally, just connect with that now. Why meditation matters to you. Why you're aspiring to awaken. And allow that deeper why to come forward in your consciousness and establish itself as a clear and powerful intention to give all of yourself to the practice today. And now I want to invite you to connect with a bigger reason to meditate. Connect with the largest context or motivation that you can tap into for your spiritual practice. Perhaps you recognize that the human condition needs people to awaken. The world needs awakened human beings who can demonstrate a different way of being that's rooted in our higher spiritual potential and not the unconscious habits of our past. Or perhaps you recognize a vast sacred context in which you're practicing. Perhaps in a way your mind can't fully understand, you sense that when you give yourself to spiritual practice and awakening, that you're participating in divinity or in the emergence of higher consciousness on this planet. That you're giving yourself to something bigger than yourself when you engage in spiritual practices. That it's not really for you, but for something much bigger, to be a part of something much bigger. Whatever it is for you, the bigger context for your practice, just allow yourself to connect with that now. And allow that deeper why, that deeper reason to come forth. As a powerful, clear intention to give yourself completely to this practice today. And allowing those two powerful, deep intentions to merge into one, the personal and the universal, not separate in any way. Let's go ahead and begin. Today we're meditating on the reality of our true nature. We're meditating on the reality of awakened consciousness. The fundamental truth of awakening. Is that there is nothing missing from this moment. There's nothing lacking from this moment. That who you are right now to one listening to these words. Is already whole and complete, missing nothing. That reality as it is right now lacks nothing. That every moment, exactly as it arises, in exactly the way it arises, is overflowing with fullness, wholeness, and a perfected essence. It's perfect in its essence. And to see this, to allow this, to make room for the truth of this, all we have to do is stop insisting that something's wrong, that something's missing, that something's lacking. There is an almost constant tendency in the human mind, in the human psyche, to insist that this moment could not be adequate, to keep holding out for a future moment. To think that someday, when circumstances line up just right, when I have done enough healing and growing, or when life is organized in just such a way, then it will be enough. Then it will be whole. Then life will be so full that I can finally let go into it and just let it happen, because it will be so perfect and full that I won't need to hold on and control and steer. Then my discontent will finally fall away. So the practice we're doing today is a practice of simply not believing that anymore. Not buying into that. Practice of allowing this moment to be just as it is. case there's any confusion. Allowing the moment to be as it is. Means allowing it to be exactly as it is right now. We are not looking for any kind of special experience or higher state of consciousness. We are not seeking any experience other than the one we're having right now. We're allowing this moment to happen. Exactly the way it's happening. And we're allowing it to change in whatever way it changes. From one moment to the next. When doing this practice, Anytime we notice our own discontent asserting itself, anytime we notice that voice of lack or not enoughness telling us that there's a better moment in the future, so we shouldn't give everything to this moment. We shouldn't fully embrace this moment. We just recognize that that voice is also part of this moment. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's natural. It's part of how we evolved to where we are, being driven by that voice to seek for more. The existence of that voice is not itself a problem. We just don't have to believe it anymore. I now want to invite you to begin to easefully let go of the formal meditation practice. Allowing yourself to gradually re-engage with life, your mind, this world. You don't need to rush to leave the meditation. You don't need to try to hold on to the meditation or extend it into your life. Just allow the ripples from the meditation to continue into your day in whatever way they naturally do. And allow yourself to remain interested in anything that revealed itself during the practice without clinging on to it. Just allow it to continue to open in whatever way it does. Thank you.